Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Achmea analyst call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Willem van Duin. Go ahead, please, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the call of Achmea, where we present the half-year results. On this side of the line, apart from myself, my colleague Michel Lamy. As usual, we will make a presentation, and after my introduction, Michel will go into more detail and talk about the figures. I would like to start on page three of the presentation we've sent to you. We report over the first half year an operational result of €223 million, of which €195 comes from our non-life and income and life and pension company, mainly a smaller contribution is coming from the supplementary health business, and basic health insurance is more or less break-even. We see a further structural cost reduction of another 8%, and our solvency ratio increased to 185%. We still have strong brands in the Netherlands with continued high customer satisfaction, and we focus in terms of distribution on the fast-growing and highly valued distribution channels, online and banking, with Rabobank. And we are seen as the leader in mobile and online services, and we have implemented successfully new concepts. On the next page, you can see that the operational result compared to last year has improved, even if you adjust the results for the hail calamity in the first half year of 2016. The positive development in the results are mainly due to the measures we've taken previously on claims management, premiums, premium increases, and reduction of operating costs. We grew in our core activities in health and property and casualty insurance, and also our international business performed well. We achieved further structural cost reduction with another 8%, as said before, lower staff, IT, and housing expenses are supporting this further cost reduction. And even if you include the positive one-off effects, the cost reduction amounted to 11%. Again, an increase of our solvency ratio. Our financial position remains strong with 185% solvency. On the next slide, you can see that all segments contributed positively to the results. Non-life, significant increase and a strong recovery due to the improvement measures we've taken. Health insurance, as said before, basic health insurance break-even. And if you take into account the loss provision we've made last year of more than €400 million, the basic health insurance premium is still underpriced, and we did so to limit the increase of premiums for 2017. We see improvements in the results of the Centraal Beheer General Pension Fund since we've taken the first investments in the years before, and our pension and life service organization shows a stable portfolio and sharp cost reduction with a significant contribution to the results of the group. The results of our international business are stable while we invest also in the growth of our initiatives internationally. Looking at the segment other activities, we see an improvement of the result as a result of the cost reduction, high contribution from the operating companies, and also important, the discontinuation of loss-making activities. If you look at a strategy towards 2020, delivering together is actually the continuation of the strategy we have implemented over the last years under the acceleration and innovation strategy. We continue to invest in innovation and strengthening our customer focus. Further change also lead to the reduction of our expenses and reduction of jobs. We expect to reduce expenses by another €200 million to 2020, and the number of full-time equivalents will reduce with another approximately 2,000 FTE. If you look at the organization, we've split the organization in five business lines, each of them with their own focus. For non-life, we focus on high customer satisfaction, and we want to be the leader in online distribution and at the same time improve the results. Health is about accessibility and high standard of care for everyone, not only now but also in the future. Retirement, in looking at the retirement services, we invest in excellent pension benefits for our Centraal Beheer General Pension Fund customers. Pension and life, the service book, we aim at the best service to the existing customers and also are aiming at growth in term life insurance. And internationally, we want to capitalize on the capabilities we've built in the Netherlands and want to capitalize on that also internationally. On the next slide, we present good progress of our group strategy towards 2020. Strong insurance brands in the Netherlands with continued high customer satisfaction. Strategic focus on fast-growing and high-value distribution channels. And we are the leader in mobile and online services and aiming at increasing the operational results in the years to come. By reducing expense levels with another 200 million euro, and as said before, further staff reduction. The number of jobs in the Netherlands reduced by another 4% to 14,630, and we also decided to implement significant reduction of the number of Dutch office locations from 8 to 5. On the next slide, looking at non-life, we see strong performance recovery as a result of the measures we've taken. A financially sound business model, by the way, with the excellent quality of our portfolio. A growing customer base for both Centraal Beheer, Interpolis and FBTO in property and casualty. And at Interpolis Insurances, we are now able to offer all the private lines products mobile on the Rabobank app, and Rabobank again has restated that insurance is an integrated part of their proposition for their bank customers. Health is an activity where we try to balance our market share, solidarity and solvency. We have a steady market share of around 30%, and we grew with another 20,000 lives. 98% of each euro is paid back to the customers in terms of healthcare claims. And as said before, with 434 million loss provision, we tried to limit the increase of the premium rates for our customers. And over the last three years, we supported the premium with 1.2 billion euro, which is of course significant, and we want to be clear that on the long term, the continuation of subsidizing the premium and actually have an insufficient premium level is not sustainable and should end. The proposed legislation, which you might have heard of, discussed in Parliament and also in the Senate where it was sent back, is now back at the table of the Parliament, the people who took the initiative for this piece of legislation. At this moment, for us, it's unclear how this will proceed, so we will wait and see before we can make any statements about what we think of this piece of legislation. Retirement services on the next slide. The General Pension Fund has welcomed new customers. We saw the asset management rise, and with the bank, we are able to offer an integrated proposition of pension administration, insurance, bank saving products, and asset management products to our customers to create proper retirement provisions. On the pension and life service organization, we are aiming at the best services to our existing customers and also growth in term life insurance. This part of our business contributes significantly to the profit of the group. 25% market share of all new sold term life insurances is done by Achmea, mainly is coming from Interpolis through the banking distribution with Rabo, and we see a significant growth in premiums in term life with another 18%. And internationally, we see an increase in market share and premium with another 8%. In Greece, a 9% growth in our customer base of our online insurance company Anytime, which is performing extremely well. And as you might have read, we've taken the first steps to launch an online insurance company in Canada together with a strong local partner. This is from my side the introduction, and I would like to hand over the microphone to Michel, who will go into more detail looking at the figures.
Thank you very much, Willem. The key message of the first half is the increased result due to the implemented improvement measures. Operational result was 223 million over the first half, an increase of 260 million, of which 230 relates to the non-life business, which had a strong recovery in results, clearly due to the improvement measures taken. The operational result of the non-life company amount to 105, a substantial part of the overall result, just as the operational result of the service organization pension and life, which amounted to 102. All the other entities contributed positively, except for basic health, which had a zero contribution. In terms of our premium level, the overall level was stable at slightly less than 70 billion. Underlying is an increase of 2% of the non-life portfolio as well as the health portfolio, and a decrease in life premium as a consequence of the service book strategy. In terms of our expenses, we see a large decline, an 8% structural decrease of our expense base, which is more than 90 million in terms of result. The main contributor being the reduction in the number of FTE in the Netherlands. And in terms of solvency, we had an increase of our solvency ratio from 181 to 185. In slide 16, there are further details in respect of the non-life book. The overall combined ratio was 94, a very strong combined ratio. Within the P&C business, the ratio was 96.5. There was a strong improvement of our results as a consequence of the higher premiums, the claims management efforts, as well as the cost reductions. We particularly see a very positive development in the current underwriting year, below the 69% combined. But we also see the continuation of the trend we saw last year within personal injury, which is also included in the current combined ratio. In terms of premium levels, a 2% increase in the retail market. In the income protection book, there was a stable premium over the first half. Underlying is a growth in the collective income book as a consequence of changes of legislation. This is growth in relation to business for temporary labor contracts. And we saw a small drop in premium levels for the sickness and health portfolio and the disability portfolio. A significant improvement in the operational result of the income business, around 40 million, which was partly caused by the cost reduction as well as our ongoing prevention and reintegration measures, which led to a release of our WIA provisions. On health, on slide 17, result from the basic health portfolio was zero. This is a combination of a positive result in the current year as a consequence of lower cost for medicine, as well as a change composition in our portfolio, and a lower result in relation to prior years as a consequence of lower than expected equalization contributions in respect of the chronic diseases. There's a drop in our expense base in the health business, and in combination with the 2% rise in our premium income as a consequence of 20,000 more insureds, as well as a small increase of the health insurance premium, led to a reduction of our cost ratio. In terms of the supplementary health, premiums stable, still the 80% cross-sell between basic health and supplementary cover, and an increase of operational result of 9 million. In retirement services, we see an improvement of our results. That is mainly due to the fact that a lot of investments on the retirement services strategy have been done, so we have less investments at this point in time. But we also see the business inflow from the new strategy, which generates more margin. The banking operation is performing better in terms of result, a decrease of the expense base, partly as a consequence of outsourcing, but also in the loan book we see less loan provisioning, mainly due to the housing market development and the economic development. And an upswing in the result of investment management as a consequence of the rise in the assets under management. The service organization, Pension and Life, has had a sharp decrease in the expense base, almost 30 million. That is partly, obviously, a consequence of the service book strategy, in particular for the pensions business. And at the same time, we see a drop in premium, which is also a consequence of the service book strategy. Looking at our portfolio, we only have a marginal decline of our portfolio in line with our overall strategy, and therefore our cost result is positive. Overall, we have a lower operational result in pension and life as a consequence of lower investment income, as a consequence of the interest development, as well as a drop in returns in our commodity book. In addition, we have taken an additional provision for the waiver of premiums in case of disability. Closer analysis based on the estimated number of disabled employees in the market has shown that not all the disabled policyholders are known to us, and we have taken a provision for the difference. International, we see a small decrease in our operational result, mainly due to the investments made in the growth of the business, the digital growth, which is seen in the gross written premium development and a slight uplift in expenses in relation to these investments. The other activities have dropped in terms of expenses quite significantly. This is due to all our efforts in terms of decreasing our housing costs, IT holding activities, and the discontinuation of loss-making activities. In particular, this relates to Staalbankiers. In other are also operating entities included. In particular, Achmea Re had a significant improvement in operational result, partly due to the exclusion of the calamity of last year, but also better technical performance in our book and an increase in assets under management of Saref, our real estate asset manager. Solvency 2, slide 22. An uplift of 181 to 185. This has in particular been driven by the increase of the own funds with 390 million, and we had an increase of our SCR with 90 million. Main drivers there in the own funds, We had an update of our mortality projections going forward on the basis of the analysis of the experience of our own portfolio, which is a favorable development. We also updated our cost assumptions going forward on the basis of our rolling forecast, which is also an upward lift on our own funds. We also really realized tax losses, thereby converting deferred taxes, which were not part of the own funds, to liquid assets, which are part of the own funds. In terms of our SCR, the market risk went up, and that is mainly due to the fact that we implemented a capital hedge to reduce interest rate volatility. In the annex, there's a slide in respect of the developments in terms of this volatility, and as can be seen there, the band of volatility went down significantly as a consequence of this hedge. We also implemented the Dutch Central Bank guidelines on LAC-DT, the so-called Q&A. This had a negative impact on our LAC-DT, but at the same time, we refined the fiscal projections going forward and the measures we will take in case of a shock. This was a positive impact on our LAC-DT, and overall, our LAC-DT remains stable compared to the year end. Then the financial position, slide 23, it remains strong. We still have a substantial part of Tier 1 capital of our SCR, and the solvency of our core insurance entities went up, apart from the health business, where we have a change composition in our portfolio, as well as a slight uplift in our market risk. And the pension and life solvency has been impacted by some of the measures I've detailed further in the movement of the solvency of the group as a whole. Then our financial ratios. Obviously, the rise in operational profit has supported our debt leverage. This went down slightly, this ratio. And our fixed charge coverage ratio went up. We show two numbers, the year-on-year number, which obviously includes the second half of 2016, which was a loss-making half, and the half-year number based on the results as presented in this presentation, which leads to a fixed charge coverage ratio of 4.2. We have improved our liquidity position, and looking at results and the movement in our overall solvency position, we have generated over the first half 170 million free capital. To conclude on slide 25, we made good progress on our strategy, and we had a favorable first half of the year with an increase of results, an operational result of 223, a structural cost reduction of 8%, and an uplift of our solvency ratio to 185%.
Okay, thank you, Michel. Moderator, it's now time for Q&As. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1. So star 1 for all your questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. So for your questions or remarks, star 1. The first question is coming from Edwina Rosinka, Deutsche Bank. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Two questions, please. I'm just wondering if you could give some color regarding your strategy on the health business. And the second one is you're under negative outlook from S&P, and obviously your bond is already triple B minus. So I'm just wondering what is your strategy exactly to prevent your rating from a downgrade. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your questions. First, I will elaborate on the health strategy. It's crystal clear that if you look at Achmea Health is a very important part of our total business portfolio. As a cooperative insurer, we think it's extremely important to provide our customers with these products. Of course, from a group perspective, health insurance is important because it's part of our business where we allocate our expenses to, but at the same time, there are significant advantages if you look at diversification. And on top of that, of course, it is a customer base of more than 5 million customers, which is also important in terms of cross-sell. So looking at the strategy of the group, we are perfectly happy to have health insurance as part of our business lines. At the other end, of course, we are fully aware of the fact that the basic health insurance in the Netherlands is privately structured but publicly regulated. Our position looking at health insurance is that we think that health insurance can be sustainably managed as a risk-based insurance proposition, but at the same time that requires that as an insurer we want to have adequate solvency ratios to be able to absorb any unexpected events. And at the same time, we have, in our opinion, basic health insurance should be profitable to run a sustainable business, profitable in basic health insurance because of the risk equalization system. We calculate the required profits are more or less 1% of each euro should be profit, so 96% should be repaid to the customers in terms of claims expenses, 3% for administration and 1% for profit. That's where we're aiming at this moment, given the fact that to protect our customer base, we have chosen to a certain extent follow the competition in underpricing the products, knowing that that will naturally come to an end because in the end there will be an adequate solvency ratio necessary to manage this business on the long run. So that's our strategic position.
Is it a core business for you, yeah, or would you consider, you know, selling some of your health business?
No, it's absolutely core business. It has been core business from day one, and there's no reason to change that strategy. Although we are fully aware that we have to manage the current situation, which I think is manageable, and over the years will come to what we call a new normal, where we will be able to generate adequate profits also in basic health insurance.
Perfect.
Michel, the outlook?
Thank you. In respect of your question in relation to rating, you're absolutely right. We currently have a negative outlook. There are two main focus areas for us in that respect. That's the overall result. And as you can see in our strategy, and also as presented on the Capital Markets Day, our strategy and our plan is very much focused on improving our results, and the first half numbers clearly show the effects of the measures taken. So a strong focus on results and improvement of our results. The second one is volatility, and we are also very much focusing on reducing our volatility and optimizing our risk profile. An example is the hedge program implemented and also detailed in the annex. But as an example, we've also reduced the retention of a reinsurance program. So these are examples of reducing volatility.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question.
The next question is from Mr. Alexander Stolwijk.
Okay. Sorry, ik heb het verkeerd doorgegeven. Ik heb geen vraag. I have no question. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, you can press star 1. So for any additional questions or remarks, star 1. Go ahead, please.
If there are no further questions, I assume that our presentation is clear and the information you have received also. So I suggest that we will finalize this call at this moment. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate your questions, and we are looking forward to seeing each other again at another occasion. Thank you very much, and enjoy your day. Operator, you can close the call.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the Achmea analyst call. Thank you for attending, and you may disconnect your line now.